Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. It is Wednesday? Yeah. I'm so sure of that. It's Matt McAllister. Emily's here.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Yo.
And we'll talk a little bit after, but why don't you go ahead and hear what we did today. This was Infection Prevention Nurse Sarah.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that union sheet metal worker Tanner is making $62,000 a year. But he does cut his hand on sheet metal every single day. On the phone with us this morning, this is really fascinating, Sarah, who lives in Everett. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Appreciate you calling in for Share Your Salary and being willing to go there with us. We really appreciate you and everybody else that does this, by the way. And you are, from what I understand, an infection prevention nurse.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, we've had a lot of nurses on. You can check the salary spectrum, but never one who specializes in what you do. So let's put 60 seconds on the clock. We'll ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. Try to figure out exactly what it is that you do. When we're done, we'll play a song, collect our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make. And then you're going to share your salary, Sarah, with the Morning Wolf Pack. Does that all sound agreeable to you?
Yes.
All right, Emily, you ready?
I'm ready.
This is exciting. 60 seconds on the clock. Go.
So what exactly do you do?
I do a bunch of things. I do surveillance for infections. I partner with the nursing and other people in the hospital to make sure their areas are as clean as they possibly can be. I work with the quality folks so that when the regulatory agency people come in the hospital that we're ready to go, that we can pass those inspections.
How long did it take you to become this kind of a nurse, Sarah?
I've been a nurse for 37 years. It took me 2.5 years to be ready to take the certification exam for infection preventionist, and I've been certified for 14 years.
So are you a hospital employee?
I am.
What is the scariest kind of bacteria?
The one that's going to kill you.
Are you paid hourly or salary?
I'm salary.
How many times do you wash your hands a day?
When I'm working with patients and with staff, probably 5 or 6 times an hour.
I'm sorry, Emily. That is all the time we have. Sarah had a lot of answers for her questions, which is really good. So, Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, especially me, because I use one of your text messages every day, as you know, text it in right now to 46150. What do you think Sarah in Everett makes as an infection prevention nurse? This is going to be good. We're going to find out in 3 minutes right after this song when Sarah shares her salary next.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Sarah. She lives in Everett, and she is an infection prevention nurse. Emily, you want to explain in case maybe somebody missed the first part of our conversation?
So she's a hospital employee that does surveillance and keeps areas clean. She works with nurses to make sure areas are clean, especially for when the quality control people come in. She wants to make sure it's good. She washes her hands 5 to 6 times an hour when she is working with patients.
An hour? That's crazy.
And she is a salaried employee.
All right, Em, you were the winner the last time we played. No shocker there, but you do have to go first.
Well, because it took you 2.5 years of training to get the certification and you've been doing it 14 years, I think you're on, like, your game. You're doing really well. I think it's 97.
All right, Em's in for 97. I'm going to use a text. Jennifer in Auburn, thank you so much for taking the time to text in. And she said 100, and I like that too, because what I heard on top of what you just said, Em, was 37 years as a nurse?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's running the department. Of course. Slow Joe.
I'm going to go 82.
Low end. All right. You had two opportunities there, low or high. So we got 82, 97, and 100. None of that matters, Sarah, because everybody right now wants to know how much money you make every year. So let's get there. Sarah and Everett, it is time to share your salary as an infection prevention nurse. How much money are you making every year? What's the number?
125.
Oh, even bigger than anybody thought. I just want to know what kind of lotion you got to put on your hands at night. If you're washing them 5 or 6 times an hour, that's, somebody do the math, that's 40 to 50 times a work shift?
Yes, and the average staff nurse who works with patients probably washes their hands. We call it hand hygiene because it's not just water. We use the alcohol. Closer to 125 times in a 12-hour shift.
Okay, again, but I think every woman would like to know, what is the brand of hand lotion you use at the end of the day?
Actually, for the most part, I use a lot of lotion from the hospital because I put lotion on a lot during the day at work, too.
Hey, what do you know about this E. coli breakout in the romaine lettuce? It's kind of concerning for those of us who eat healthy.
Unfortunately, foodborne illnesses are becoming more and more common, and I want to blame a little bit global warming, though.
Have you ever had to put on the full, like, hazmat uniform to go into an area?
Only for training.
Okay. Yeah, like the outbreak one you see in the movies. I thought the same thing. Hey, Sarah, listen, congratulations on working really hard and getting to the top of your nursing game, because that's where you are at 100 and, what'd she say, 20,000?
125.
Woo! Sarah, you're killing it. Congratulations, and thank you for being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
So there we go. If you want to be an infection nurse and you're willing to put in 37 years worth of work to get there, you too can make $125,000 a year.
And 2.5 years of training.
Yeah, I mean,
on top of whatever her nursing degree is.
You know, it's crazy. Like, on both ends of the spectrum, you know, we heard from the graphic designer Desiree, who's making $170,000. She didn't go to school at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got 37 years worth of work for $125,000, $50,000 less a year. Still a great living,
still,
but
pretty dang good.
She had to earn every penny versus Desiree, who seems like, I just kind of fell into it and I might not even go to work today.
But I feel like as a nurse, it's guaranteed work.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, a lot of people work almost as long or longer without that kind of job security or any hopes of reaching that salary.
So. That's true. And it's, you know, like Alec, our afternoon guy, his wife is a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And basically in radio, you know, you are forced to take jobs under the city sometimes, mm-hmm. Even if you don't want to.
Right.
You can work anywhere.
Yeah. Totally.
So, like, they came here. She got a job. I heard she actually just got a better job in Bellevue.
Right.
So, you're like, your point is made, Joe. In nursing, that is a good profession. Your mom was a nurse, Em.
Forever.
Yeah. And I think she's just an awesome person. Well, so, how could that be bad?
And you can not just switch places, but switch departments. So, if you get tired of working in peds with the kids, you could go to the OR or you could go to the ICU. So, I feel like the burnout rate is not so much because as soon as you burn out on something, you switch it up in your own work or in your own profession.
Well, nurses make all the difference. We don't have to go too far into it, but we've been in some situations that were pretty awful, and nurses are the ones that made that so much better for us. So, anyway, awesome stuff. Do you guys want to talk a little Thanksgiving?
Sure.
On the back end? I mean, you guys, I feel like you guys have like the non-Thanksgiving Thanksgiving. Oh, Emily, you're going over to the boyfriend's house.
I got a full Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's right. How many people do you think will be over there?
I think it's just 7. Total.
That's nice. It's a nice manageable number.
Small number, yeah.
Since we talked about it on the show today and we now know the best time, the most ideal time is to eat your Thanksgiving meal between 4 and 5 p.m. Do you guys know when you're eating?
I have no idea. I want to say it's that time, but I don't know.
What time do you go over?
Oh, I don't know. Probably early. I have a feeling it's an all-day event.
It's an all-day. Thanksgiving usually is.
Do they do like the normal Thanksgiving fare, turkeys and all that stuff?
I haven't asked any questions.
Hmm.
Because it's not going to change anything.
Yeah.
Probably best. Slow Joe, you guys aren't doing really anything.
We're doing nothing.
Are you going to eat any Thanksgiving-related type meal at all?
Not at all. In fact, Sophie texted me earlier. She's like, oh, we're going to go to the store today to get stuff to make pizzas. So apparently we're making pizzas.
That's cool.
I think we did that last year, too. Yeah, because we went to my mom's and we'd just taken that pizza-making class. So
yeah.
I remember that because I was possibly going with y'all, and you were like, but be prepared. It's not regular Thanksgiving. It's pizza.
Yeah, that's right.
Is there any part of you that misses the traditional Thanksgiving meal?
Nope, don't care.
Or being like having a big family Thanksgiving, or is there any part of you that wishes you had that?
Not really. I mean, honestly, I think because my mom's going, you know, yeah, no.
Well, what is your mom doing? Because she's in the state.
She's going to go to see her sister and her husband are going to see my uncle who lives near Bend, Oregon. So she was going to go there. Although I don't know now that the weather in Oregon is so bad, I don't know if she's going to end up doing that. So
yeah, I talked to my mom yesterday because I'm doing a little bit of traveling. And my mom is one of these people now that watches the news like all day.
Yeah.
and gets terrified by the weather patterns in the country. Right. And the latest weather pattern, they're calling it a bomb cyclone.
Yeah.
So yesterday we were on the phone and I was telling her, you know, my weekend plan is to fly from here today to San Diego to do Thanksgiving with the in-laws and then fly to, or actually we're driving to Phoenix for the rest of the weekend. And bless her heart, she was so petrified that I was going to get stuck somewhere or something bad was going to happen. I go, Mom, I'm kind of in the best cities in the country for weather right now.
Totally.
Talking about San Diego and Phoenix.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be okay.
You're not going over to the East Coast.
I just don't want you to get stuck somewhere.
And the funny thing is, Oregon is getting badder. They've got like a crazy storm, and it's like a once in a...
Well, so is Eastern Washington, too.
Yeah, it's like a 100-year storm, but it stops, right below Seattle. If you look at it on the map, you look at the satellite thing, it just literally, it's probably, maybe at Olympia or something, but it's just right below us, and then the rest of the country is just engulfed in snow and everything else.
Well, this was an issue too when we went to Nashville. My mom called me, was like, "Do you see it's going to be the polar vortex? It's going to be 17
degrees. It was cold, it was 17 degrees.
It was cold,
yeah, but you put on a jacket. I mean, it was blue skies, it was beautiful. Yeah. I mean, yes, it was a little cold, but I'm like, Mom. She's now the news people have her convinced that the world is going to literally all die.
Well, her and everybody else.
The worst thing that happens is, okay, say that storm comes up to Seattle and you're stuck in Phoenix. You're stuck in Phoenix for a couple of days. That's okay.
I know, but somehow, whatever they're doing on the news, they're spinning it in a way where it's catastrophic.
It's a bomb cyclone.
Well, yeah, they're mixing the vortex and polar and bombs.
It's got to be something different.
Every year there's a new weather term that scares Americans. I think they're just trying to scare us out of not traveling.
Yeah,
so the airlines can handle the amount of traffic that's going on.
Doesn't seem to be working, though.
No, more and more people travel every single year. But yeah, that's about it.
Right on.
All right, guys. Well, enjoy your Thanksgivings.
You too.
Likewise. Say hi to Poppy for me.
And the horses.
I will. Everybody in Ramona says hi. And I hope everybody, if you check out the podcast, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And we are back on Monday. I'm trying to think. Oh, it's Monday Night Football. We got Seahawks, Vikings. I'm like, there's something on my brain about Monday.
Yeah.
That's on my brain. All right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. We love you. And we'll see you here on Monday.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.